we have a...
What do you check?
A check that's wrong.
That is correct. I just got a call saying it needed to be voided.
And can you give me that number?
Check number is 342-873.
And who caught it?
Dixie got a call from Christian County.
So Christian County sent us wrong information?
Mm-hmm. They sent the wrong information.
And it was just because of tax?
Yes.
So the University of Missouri charged?
Yeah, I'll reissue it next pay period.
But they charged tax, and they're not
yes,
supposed to charge tax.
Correct.
So
correct.
It's a difference of $3.04.
Yes, correct.
Move to amend accounts payable approved today to exclude check number 342873.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And then you include it in the next paper. Okay.
Okay, we have next on the agenda the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to remind everyone that our VITA sites are open. If you make under $52,000 a year here in the Taney County area, we have three sites. We're open in Branson. We're doing taxes for free. We're in Branson at the Taney County OCAC on Mondays and Tuesdays. We're in Hollister at OTC on Tuesdays, and then here in Forsyth at our Extension Center on Wednesdays. That's our main update. And also excited to let you know that we have hired our new 4-H specialist. She will start this week, and she'll be in Forsyth on Friday of this week. Will be her first day here. So she will work in Forsyth, Stone County, and Christian County will be her three counties of focus. And primarily here, of course, in Forsyth, or in Taney County. There's also a newsletter on the back. It's called Alianzas. It's a newsletter about a group that works with the Latino community around all of the regions in Missouri. And Jim Worth here in our office specifically teaches an English class to Spanish-speaking citizens. And so there is a kind of success story in there that he wanted to share with you all about someone that has taken his class and been quite successful. So that information is in there as well. I guess I will mention, too, there is a Taney County Livestock Forage Conference coming up Monday the 23rd, and time is running out to RSVP for that. Anybody that wants to attend, we usually get a really great group. They serve dinner, and we'll actually be talking also about what Extension does in Taney County as well, so that'll be an additional program that evening. I'll be speaking there, and again, that's Monday, February 23rd, and people can contact our office, 417-546-4431, to register for that or also to make their tax appointment for VITA.
Do they have a farm visit this time?
I believe they do.
You don't know?
I'm not sure where it is, but I believe they do, and then they go, of course, to the Forsyth School for dinner that evening.
Right. I didn't see on the
I don't think there's a flyer in your
right.
stuff for that.
Right. They mailed out a flyer,
mm-hmm,
and I didn't
they did.
See it on there, so that's what I was wondering. I know that the dinner's at 5 or something, so.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't know about the farm visit, though.
Right.
That's all
Thank
I have.
You.
Thank
you. We have next bid recommendations for tipping.
Gentlemen, this is in reference to the request that I handled from the Road and Bridge Department for some rebid on the our tipping services, which is the trash hauling from our transfer station. Current agreement comes up for renewal February 20th, so I put this out for bid on January the 10th. It closed last week. We received two responses, and those responses were taken by Mr. Hayes for a thorough, complete review, and each of you should have in your folders a bid award information letter that I put together this morning, as well as the spreadsheet that Kathy did, and an award recommendation letter from Mr. Hayes. So if you don't have any questions regarding that information, I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for explanation of his rewards and the findings that he came up with after reviewing the bid responses from those two companies, WCA and Republic Services.
Good morning, gentlemen. After opening the bids, David Stottle and myself, we sat down and looked over the bids thoroughly, and we figured our cost, as you can see on the spreadsheet, we figured our cost based on a 20-ton load going to either location, either company, and we narrowed that down to a cost per ton. And with that being said, we're going to make a recommendation that we award to Waste Corporation as primary and also award to Republic Services as secondary.
I would also like to add that the commission consider a written request to stipulate as of today that the subsequent award would include the agreement to reflect the exact time frame that went out in the bid itself, which is February the 20th, approximately 2015, run for 2 years until February the 19th, 2017, with the automatic renewal clause. That, of course, would come later in the formal contract, but the stipulation here would gap that in case there was a delay in the contract issue.
There's three of them there.
You got all three of them in your file?
No, Mike got all three in his. Have you looked at it yet, Dan?
I reviewed this morning. You can hand me the copy of it, but I had to.
My understanding is on the on Republic Services, do they offer multiple?
They had four options in there that they did offer, and we looked at all four of those options too.
And this was the cheapest of their options. That was the lowest tipping cost per ton?
That wouldn't be the lowest cost per ton based on what lowest they want to charge, but for the miles and the time involved, in, Springfield would be our best. When you figure in the volume rates that they have, their percentages.
This is a slight increase over last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, we had a pretty good price from Republic compared to last year, but it is an increase on Waste Corporation.
Looks like there's been a thorough breakdown. I suppose Mr. Stottle did the breakdown on that. He usually keeps track of that in a professional way, and appreciate the hard work he puts in on that.
I second that.
any discussion or anybody?
David, did you want to say anything? Or you never want to say anything.
Representatives are here from Republic, just to notice them and thank them for their participation.
On the 75%, what was it? Did we do one that was 100%? If we did 100% tipping?
No.
Okay. Any previous contracts?
In previous, there is that in there, but we didn't do that. Wasn't in the tables this time, and so we couldn't recognize that. This basically, the 75% cost value would actually is better for us because this leaves us some room in case we get overwhelmed or behind. We do have options.
Flexibility.
A little more flexibility here, even though it's costing a little more.
Well, it's an $8 per ton difference based on your figures. Is that right?
$8 per ton.
$8 per ton difference based on your figures. Is that right? $26 per ton versus $18 per ton.
Correct.
But then you factor in.
Yeah,
that's the actual tipping cost.
Distance and time involved to.
Okay,
get
so that
rid
makes
of
it 31.15
so
versus
it comes out to
28.70.
Right, and 31.15 per ton. And we base that on the distance to the facility, our labor and fuel costs. So.
And what was the? Just out of curiosity, because you don't have it here, on their other options, what were the prices? Quite a bit more.
The only problem I have with that is the option of the automatic renewal after 2 years. I don't know that we have to or should at that point extend that. The changes in fuel prices and things like that could make a big difference in the way we would want to bid that.
Put the word may in there and offer some flexibility to exercise that option or not. Or we can just leave it out altogether.
I would like to scratch that if, in my opinion, it's.
That'd be in the actual contract, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be in this.
Right.
I'm just curious, guys. I'm not trying to.
The key mechanism here is that we cover it as a federal.
I think we have a member of the one of the companies represented there that would like to speak to this.
Come on up.
Yes, sir, Commissioner.
Won't you sit there and address who you are and everything? This is all tape recorded and over the air. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Crahan. I'm Chris Snyder with Republic Services and. We also have two representatives with Republic Services with us as well, Kurt Burdendorfer and Ruben Mutro. And Just wanted to clarify, in our bid, I believe you may have the options, Mr. Williams, in front of you. In our pricing proposal options, the bottom rate of the 75% or more, if you were to take part of your load to, if we were to get 75 to 100% of the tonnages from the transfer station, you would take, we'll say, three loads to Prairie View and one load to Springfield, it would be those bottom rates, the $12 per ton and the $26 per ton versus the, you know, the median rates that would affect that. So if we receive 75 to 100% and you were to take part to the landfill and part to our Springfield transfer station, those rates would be your bottom rates on our bid pricing, as well as the Reed Spring location that's just across the way. And, you know, we kind of tried to put together some of the figures on there through our paperwork from the past spreadsheet that they had used in the past, and I think we're very competitive with those, with that with our landfill Prairie View option. And that wasn't even considering wear and tear on the vehicles as well. I don't know. That's a hard number to break down. I know that for sure. I'd be happy to answer any questions about our landfill, our transfer station, any of our facilities.
The only thing that intrigues me, the $12 per ton, if they take it straight to the Lamar, the Prairie View Regional Landfill, and it's 29 more miles.
We were estimating on a 25-hour round trip to take loads there, so to keep up the volume that we're taking through our transfer station, we're looking at our drivers averaging a 10-hour day rather than a 9-hour different things. Now, one thing to look at with that is, yes, we can go to Prairie View and then also go to Springfield, but now Springfield's going to be $14 more.
Right.
Same amount. So, and turnaround time is quicker to Springfield than Prairie View, but
I'd just be curious as to what you guys figured up cost per ton to go to Prairie View, factoring in the.
Well, to get we have to factor in 75% of our volume going to Prairie View to get that $12.
Right.
So when you do that, that means we're going to spend a lot of time on the road. Can we offset the additional cost of overtime? I mean, that's a great prize, but it's also a lot of time on the road that.
And that's my question to you, is what is the, when you factor that in, what is the cost per ton?
To Prairie View?
To Prairie View.
I didn't bring them figures. I have them back at the office.
You do have them, though?
But we do have, we did figure in Prairie View. We did, we looked at all these options. And we were looking at, based on what our average volume, what we have to get rid of, and we were looking at all that.
These are on just average years. This is no. I know in years past we've had the tornado debris, we've had flooding debris, we've had this and that. This is just based on.
We just based on what
regular usage.
Karen's records of what volume went through our transfer station. We kind of look at that.
And before make a decision on this, I appreciate the fact that we do have the options because that anytime we have an emergency case,
right.
It really is a big big help to have two locations that have bid this. And does that change the percentage when we have a, is there emergency clause in this contract or will there be?
Well, just the mere fact that
right, but I'm talking about percentage-wise. If we had emergency, we have to make more loads to a closer location to make it work out, right?
But these costs are just based on volumes, is what we put in that chart, and that's daily volume. That gives us a cost per ton.
Well, what I'm trying to state is three. Since I've been serving as commissioner, there's been three times that we have had extremely large volumes that needed to be taken somewhere, and the further we drive, and I'm not anticipating anything happening or anything like that, but you have to figure that in. That's one reason I respect and hold these gentlemen. They've made a trip down here to discuss this. I know that we have used them when we had emergency situations. I would have liked to have had a kind of an emergency clause in the bid. I know you can't do that now because you put it out, but it's very important that we have something like that where we could vary from the contract. Did you guys handle that for us last time?
Yes, Mr. Strahan. Back when you all had the tornado, back when we had the tornado, Leap Day tornado back in 2011, 2012, I remember, we actually arranged specific hours for you all because you had to have additional hours on Saturdays when that tornado had came through for the tonnages. We worked with you guys on hours and such to allow those extra times that you guys need to haul to us because of the large volume you're receiving through from the tornado.
And the flood also?
I believe flood, the flood 2000, I remember
well,
the flood.
Had, we've had two and one tornado. This reason I'm saying this is percentage-wise, is we base the contracts on percentages.
Yes.
That could change if we have an emergency. And that's what I know that we've worked with you.
Yes.
We don't specifically have that in
the statement. We may not have the word emergency wording, but there's enough stipulations in this. I think Kirk can speak to that allow the commission to make a ruling as such. We can have it added in the final contract, an emergency clause with agreement by both vendors.
I'm fine with that, but you understand where I'm coming
from. Yes, I understand completely where you're coming from. And, you know, we'll definitely be there to work with you on those situations. We try to make everything we do as a partnership. And, you know, we put a lot of effort into putting this bid together for you all and the pricing, trying to make it available where, you know, we could give you a couple options where something happened, you need to take over to Reed Spring or to Prairie View. And, you know, and the pricing, I know we kind of took the bid tabulation sheet from the last time 2 years ago when this went out to bid, and we plugged the numbers in for ourselves. And, you know, I know the numbers came in very, very similar, and I know the Prairie View came in, you know, a few dollars lower for that. And I know that Prairie View trip out to our landfill, I'd be happy, you know, our landfill, it's right off the highway. You don't have to take any side roads, curved roads. It's I-44 to 96 straight up to up the new interstate there, just right off of Lamar. Then our Springfield transfer station is located right there in Springfield. You know, wear and tear on the vehicles, I know that can always be included into the thought process when you're traveling a long distance. So I would, you know, I don't know if you guys need to make a decision on this today. If you guys want to reevaluate that and we could answer any questions for you or help you out in any way, we'd definitely, you know, be there for the opportunity.
I've never been to either one of them, so I'm going to have to look to you guys. As far as, again, I don't, you know, if it's right off, I don't know.
I've been to Hartville.
I'd be curious as to what the...
You know, as for actual drive time and until we send a truck actually there and back to kind of get a feel for the time, traffic, I know going to Hartville, there's times you stop lights and traffic, but it averages about 4 hours for round trip there. based on just the mileage comparing with the other, we figured 5 mile going to Prairie View, and we figured in the time involved and got a cost per ton. And yeah, it's cheaper, but to get to $12, we've got to take 75%. Well, can we sustain that 10-hour day, two trips at the volume that we're currently running? We have to, it's going to cost us a little bit more. Can we keep up? It's going to be the next thing for what we're doing right now, and we're averaging that volume right now. Can we keep up going even farther? And right now, I think we're going to Hartfield's kind of pushing the limit. But with this, gives us options, because now to get the price we had before, we had to do the 100% volume to get that cost.
So the breakdown of 75% is a big help, is what you're saying.
It leaves us more wiggle room, and yeah. Then
the other bid was
even
for
if we go to Prairie View
last year,
all we have to do is 75%. If we can sustain that, and when we do get behind, it gives us more options, and it helps us. So.
And to kind of answer your question, Mr. Strahan, last time we bid. We didn't bid it as 100%. We bid it if you guys brought us, you know, 20 tons a day, and because there was not a percentage in the prior, in that bid 2 years ago, there was not a percentage rate. I believe Mr. Erickson, he implemented that.
Actually, the first bid was rejected by the commission. When we rebid it, we rebid it because the first set of responses was apples to oranges. Mm-hmm. So they rejected that. We rebid it. And that's where we plugged in those three levels.
Okay.
No percentage, 50%, 100. And then this time around, Randy wanted to do it this way. So we massaged it only slightly in the three brackets that were put out in this bid. So it's the same as it was last time, pretty close, except for
okay.
The ones.
Yeah, because I remember the last time we bid, the first bid we came across with just a flat rate of what we had offered.
Did she bring you some figures?
Not the one I was looking for. I didn't. Do you have what we figured on Prairie View?
We also, when we figured Prairie View, we didn't take it all there, but we also didn't know that they would be the lower price of half there and half the train. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. If you were to take one load to, we'll just say one load to Prairie View, and that load to Prairie View would be $12 a ton. And the other two loads were to go to Springfield. Those loads would be $26 a ton.
You're saying 75% of our haul, as long as it's within your guys' system, you get the lowest rate.
Yeah, you get the lowest rate there. So if you took one to Springfield, one to Prairie View, and one to Reed Spring, it would be that lowest rate of those three numbers. It'd be the 12, right. The 26, and the 33. Rates.
So it doesn't have to be 75% to one location. It can be 75% of the total trash hauled to your guys' facilities, regardless of where they're at.
Yes, sir.
Does that change anything?
Reed Springs, we'd have to probably
I'm not worried about
our,
Reed Spring. That's,
you know, that,
about the other two.
That didn't come into play, so we didn't really recognize that one. Springfield, we wouldn't come out as good at the end of the year. It's going to be about $50,000 difference between the 75% volume Springfield versus Hartville is what we come up with, $49,000 to $50,000. That would be the difference in a year's volumes, what we figured.
It's $2.45 per ton difference, according to your guys'.
Times the volume that we run last year, right. And that's what we come up with. So there's a difference.
But what if you took a load to, if you took one to Prairie View and one to Springfield, that gets our time back down to where the guys aren't driving 10 hours a day.
That's a possibility. We didn't figure them combined. But we would have to make sure that is the 75% is based on a month's volume that runs across our scale to your locations. I mean, that's the same way we're doing right now with Hartville. We, we document what comes across, that they're getting 100% to 75% to get these cost right. values. So,
and I appreciate, Randy, your guys' hard work and your breakdown on this thing. And I hate that we're up here making you think that we're questioning what you've done, because you guys worked hard on this. I know Stottle has worked hard on it, and you have also. There's just factors that we need to ask questions about
right.
on this to make it clear when we make the award. And that's the reason I stated, because of these things being so close, that I didn't want a renewal option after 2 years. I mean, I just don't want that in there. And then the other thing that I would like to consider is an emergency clause, because it's definitely, and that can be added to the contract, you're saying, Mr. Erickson?
Yes.
Well, as far as actually awarding the bid, do you guys want to retabulate your information you gave us, or do you, I mean, Danny, what are your thoughts?
Well, we've already heard new information this morning, but we don't have the other vendor here to, we're not in a bidding war. That's what I'm trying
right.
to say.
Right, no, I'm not trying to.
But the information that we have is a little bit different than what we have on the tab sheet.
Mm-hmm. Your landfill at Prairie View, does it have a tipper, or is that require
yes,
a walk?
Has to.
Has to, okay. Mm-hmm. So there, that was. Our recommendation was just based on a cost per ton at that 75% level. And we want to award to both companies, and that may be another factor in there. Running numbers depends on the volume that comes across. We're going to get behind when trying to keep up and take more volume. There's been times we had to turn some away, and we shouldn't have to do that, but we can. There's another factor that comes in there. The shorter haul, the more volume you can handle.
And there has to be a discussion
right.
Sooner or later about the amounts that are coming from other locations other than the Taney County transfer station operation. That thing was built for the citizens of Taney County, and it has expanded into a regional area, which helps everybody. I'm not saying anything again that part of it, but it helps everybody. But there is a question of some of the areas that are bringing their stuff that have a landfill that is closer to them. So are you wanting a recommendation from me as far as them refiguring and us not awarding?
That's what I'm for, but I want to make sure you guys are okay with that.
I don't have any problem with it. I appreciate the fact that Randy and Ron and mainly David Stottle, who's over that, has...
He won't talk about it, though. So.
Well, I know. I don't,
we
I
can't
don't.
Give him any well, accolades because he's
all
just
right.
back there.
I'm going to give it to him.
He did
anyway.
Say yes, sir, though. I heard that.
But the thing of it is I would like to, because we have a different than what our tabulation is, for us to make the proper decision on this, I would like to reschedule the bid award. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, with the new tabs.
Your date of February 20th, is that critical, you said?
Well, that's up to him.
That's when the other contracts
up. Yeah, that's when the current agreement.
The current agreement is now.
Well.
That'd be, so we could meet next Monday, because we'll be in Columbia Thursday.
It's Tuesday.
Oh, Monday. President's Day is on. Yeah. We'll meet the 17th. Will that give you can we do it the 17th and it be awarded, but we can't have the contract stuff done by then, can we?
Couldn't possibly get it through legal that fast. Even this time frame, this cutting close, that's why I put this other clause in there.
How long do you think it'd be to retabulate this with the information? And I think you probably need to call, is it Waste Corporation? Do we need to call them? And
yeah, they were supposed to be here this morning. I got a message early at the corporate meeting.
as of what we have right now, you're saying, Randy, that there's a $50,000 savings per year that's been
with both companies, based on a 75% volume at what they put in there, it comes out to within a year's volume, $50,000 difference between them. That's what we figured out based on our records and what we've done.
But
that is Springfield. That's not figuring in
Prairie View. But you also said we've turned away trash, right? So if we've had to turn something away, how much would we have made off of that had we not been turning it away? And I don't know. So it might be $50,000 more at our current, but if we increase our volume, then... I'd like to see you guys kind of relook at the numbers and but just get to us quick so we can either do it today maybe even or
later today.
I mean, yeah, we go back and refigure and bring something back maybe later today at least.
But I would like for you to contact Waste Corps and let them know that we are rescheduling this for later today. Or, I mean, I think that's only fair that we do that. And what we're trying to do is whatever's best for the county. And if there's dollar savings there, then we want to pursue that.
Absolutely.
And we're not jacking with what bids here. We're just looking at the savings for the county on information that this county commission has.
Transfer station made money last year. We want to keep making money.
Well, that's kind of what we were looking at, too, is the bottom line.
And so that's why we're looking at everything.
Future progress there, so.
Right.
That's really the sweetest part.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't raised the rates at all to the community.
That's just how it's going, man.
That was, 2 years ago?
Thank you.
We can have a meeting on Thursday if we have to. We've done that before.
Yes, we could have a meeting in Jeff City. Call in down here and have a meeting up there and call in and have it.
So if we can't do it today, we can do it Thursday or Wednesday or Friday.
They give us an hour, go over and do some figuring, and we'll come back.
So you'll be back over here about 11?
We'll do our best.
Okay. And then, is that all right, David?
Yes.
You notice how he's told
you
yes. He told you yes. He told me yes, sir.
I know that's all right. Let's do that and wait till 11 o'clock to award this bid.
Or whenever they get back. Thank you.
I think we'll have to... we'll have to make a motion on that because we do have something at the 10:30 level.
Move to table the bid recommendation for tipping to a later time today. Don't have a definite time, so.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have next on the agenda the review and sign the financial statement prepared by Donna Neely, our county clerk.
I want to ask a question before we get started on this. What is the absolute final date that you have on this? I think the 20...
First Monday in March, I think is what statute says, doesn't it?
First Monday in March.
And it has to be in the paper, and that takes a week sometimes to get it in the paper.
Well, I'm not ready to review this. I haven't had time to review it, and changes that were made before. I'm just not ready to make a decision on it.
I do have one question for you, though. Are these the same?
No. One is with and one is without the administration. I sent that to you guys an email.
My only question on the National Forest and the Title III, that's the same thing, is it not? Or similar, it's the same numbers?
Title III is a portion of National Forest that cannot be distributed in the same fashion.
Right,
because
we don't
have had talked about building a separate account for it because it's money that is due back to the federal government if we don't expend it. So they created a new line item, and I verified with both Melanie and Rick that was the correct amount, and so we put the line item in there to show that that is money that's due back to the federal government.
I guess my question is, currently the $138,912.11 is under National Forest, not under Title III? According to
$138,912.11 is under Title III.
But according to, I know it's the same money, it's the same.
On the report out of MCVR, yes. But I confirmed with them that there's a separate line item for Title III, and that's why I reflected it on here so that you.
When was that?
During budget hearings, it was ordered to be created.
For 2015 or for 2014?
For 2015, correct.
So this is for 2014 financial statement, so should it not be where it originally was for 2014?
Well, the problem is if we don't reflect it this way, it goes into the fund balance, and it would report that we had that much money more to spend, and we don't have that much money to spend. That money is there that has to go back to the federal government.
Unless we set up unless somebody...
Unless somebody uses the fire, sets up a FireWise music,
right.
Correct.
Right. It did happen in 14. So the final funds, okay. Again, I know we're talking about the same money.
Yeah.
But you've got two line items, and one's for 14, and one, I just want to make sure it's in the right place, because according to this, which is as this is the final settlement investment report of the treasurer, it's still in National Forest. But National Forest is showing zero, and Title III is showing the 138.
On the financial page.
They're not matching. I want them to match, I guess, is my unless they don't need to.
Well, and you're going to have one other item that's not going to match either. And I'll just explain
Forest,
that to you when we get to it.
National Forest, Title III. So where does it need to be put? But as far as for our financial statement, if we sign this and it's wrong, it's a misdemeanor, and it's a felony for her. That's why I want to make sure there's no problems. I do understand, but I don't want there to be some little, and Danny's not ready to do it anyway, so I can still get verification, but I don't want there to be, because of the line item being different than what there actually is, I don't want that to come back and bite any of us.
We did this, and the reason she separated, and I would have been fine. I think that she left the National Forest and just left the total over here and started here and here. You know, it's Title II money, and they're making up the Title II money.
The only problem with leaving it under National Forest is the school districts are going to go, why aren't you distributing that money to me? Well, National Forest money is distributed to them, but the Title III cannot be distributed to them, and we get phone calls on it.
Well, but I'd rather explain it in a phone call then explain it to a judge as to why we committed a misdemeanor. I mean, I'm not...
I don't think we're committing a misdemeanor. We have it in our...
And I don't know that. All I know is in this document, it's showing it's under one item, and this document is showing it's another.
I can get you the emails from the treasurer's office to support this if you'd like.
Yeah, again, I'm not... Don, I'm trying to protect all of us. I'm not...
I agree. I'm just letting you know. Would you prefer...
If it makes you feel better, I think you could have a little note in there. It's a matter of preference, and no, there's not going to be a misdemeanor itself.
Well,
and the only reason, Brandon, is because we talked about this during budget hearings.
I understand that, but you're okay. Certify that the above and foregoing is a complete and correct statement of every item of information required.
That money is Title III money.
I understand that. I'll get it verified and make sure that what we do is okay.
Yeah, that money is Title III. We have all the paperwork to back it up.
But it's labeled in two different places as two different things, even though we know it's the same.
I have no control over MCVR and how it's set up, but I have to report it in a way that is somebody can go and look at it and understand that money is not National Forest money. It is Title III money. But if I'm helping you with the financial statement. If you order me to change that, I will change it.
I don't know. I just want to make sure it's correct for everybody.
Okay. Well, the other thing that the reason why you have two is because on your judicial bonds, the interest and fees column matches that report from the audit confirmation report. But it does not include the administrative fees. So I also included in your packet the actual expenditures that was made. And you have a sheet like this that shows 2,915. Flip your page. The front cover, let me get to it. The front cover looks like this. And it has the 2,915 at the bottom. That's the actual amount we paid in administrative fees. On their audit confirmation report, they didn't include the fees. So that's why I attached the individual pages. And that's why I did the two spreadsheets. One does not show the administrative fees and one does. Just so that you'll understand the difference between the two, and then I'll accept your guidance on how you want that presented. We actually did pay the $2,915 in administrative fees, so I feel like it should be on there.
Yeah, interest and fees needs to be listed, so yeah, the one with the 2,915s.
But you're concerned about matching exactly back to the document. That's why I'm showing you the difference between this document is a report from UMB Bank. This is our actual payment request. So their report is out of their system. It's not out of our system.
Right. It's still money that we paid.
Yeah.
It's money and fees that we paid towards the judicial bond.
Yeah. They just don't show administrative fees on their report.
But we show it, do we not?
We show it.
Right.
Yeah, and you have that in all the documents that I gave you.
Yeah, that doesn't, because we show it, we know we paid it.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me. That was the National Forest one was one that bothered me.
Okay. Anything else that you found wrong with it or concerned with it?
No. Like I said, I just want to make sure that we get that right before we... But Danny, have you... You said you wanted to put it off anyways?
I'm going to put it off till next week. I don't...
Well, do you have some questions that you could have me research so I know what it is you're concerned
about?
I'll
contact you on those. I had actually went to see the treasurer to visit with her about some of the numbers, and she's very sick. She's been sick a couple of days last week, and today she shouldn't even be here. She came in to take care of some business, but she's very sick. So I didn't get to visit with her. And I want everybody to be on the same page, protection-wise, and so that's the reason I'm not ready to do it. I seen it on the agenda, but made a comment about it at that point. So that's the reason I was asking about the official date, Donna, that we needed to have it in, and I thought next Tuesday would give plenty of time for it to be in the newspaper. Then the following week, and we would be fine.
Well, maybe we should post something before next Tuesday so that if you have any concerns, we could discuss those concerns so we'll be ready to vote on it on Tuesday. Would that work? Perhaps a phone call in?
No, because we can do it on Tuesday and then Thursday if we need to, because that would be the 19th. You guys don't need...
We have to send it to them, and they have to send the proof back to us. We have to make
days.
Sure all the numbers match.
Is that... Jan? 8 days is plenty of time to get something back and forth. And I was looking at both of you, so I just... 8 days is plenty of time to do anything. Don't know.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
We have next on the agenda the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Sewer District. The intergovernmental agreement between the district and the county is for stream bank stabilization on Bee Creek. There was a project that the sewer district did a few years ago. There's some stream bank stabilization to be completed. This agreement sets forth the terms in order for the district to complete the project, utilizing road and bridge personnel to do that. You should have the agreement. Pretty straightforward. I believe discussions with Randy Hayes, the road and bridge administrator, are anticipated to do the work this February. This the last piece to the puzzle here to move forward with that. So, answering questions you have.
Has our council looked at it yet?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Cotty is the one that drafted the agreement.
Normally it says approved a form. I didn't see it on here. But he is the one that...
Yeah, yes, sir. He's the one that drafted it.
There was a question by me, Brandon, about the time frame, if it would work with road and bridge. And
I remember talking
and
about
so
it.
And so that was the change that was made. And it wasn't holding. The sewer district wouldn't hold us obligated if it was... a bad winter storm or something, they couldn't get it done, all that kind of stuff. So that was what was my concern, and I visited with Mr. Cotty about that. I abstained from the vote sitting on the sewer district, I believe, and so I'm able to make a motion here to go ahead and accept the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and the Taney County Sewer District. And that needs to be labeled with a, has that got a certain number on it? Or
it doesn't, just says for the Bee Creek.
Well, why don't we add that to the motion, Bee Creek stabilization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We have next the annual non-project specific capital improvement funding agreement.
John Suti, Taney County Environmental Services. The Taney County Regional Sewer District is requesting the approval of a funding agreement titled Annual Non project-specific capital improvements. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $1,365,000. This agreement will provide funding to reimburse the Regional Sewer District for services provided to the county related to the planning, design, and construction of wastewater capital improvement projects in the unincorporated areas of Taney County. In addition to those items, the agreement will also provide funding for improvements planned to be made to the Regional Sewer District's existing system. Attached is a document titled Exhibit A that provides a summary of the expenditures that fall into this category. The Regional Sewer District Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on January 27, 2015. The three attached copies of this funding agreement were sent to the county attorney, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. I would recommend approval of this funding agreement since it has been determined that the project is feasible and meets the criteria established to make that determination.
And there, but there's several items listed, and they're listed on this sheet over here. Could you, for the record, could you state some of those? You don't have to state every one of those that's in this contract, but state some of those so that the news media has.
Well, for example, existing system studies, that's where the sewer district would be commissioning feasibility studies to be done in looking how to extend the existing collection lines now maintained by the sewer district. Grinder pump upgrades, the sewer district is currently in the process of replacing several of the grinder pumps within their collection system that are showing increased age and getting to the point to where they're not feasible to rebuild, so they're doing a lot of replacement work with those items. The SCADA system, Supervisory Control and Data Acquisition Systems, is a information maintenance type system that's being installed on the sewer district's lift stations that will enable them to monitor those lift stations in a more efficient manner and keep up-to-date records and logs on the hours and other operating perimeters of those lift stations. The master plan update, for another example, the master plan is the document by which decisions are made on what areas that would be addressed as far as public sewer projects. To pursue that master plan up is a need to be updated because a lot of the projects that are listed in the current master plan have already been addressed. The GIS project, that's a project where the sewer district is including their collection systems and a multitude of data and information regarding those collection systems on a GIS format that can be viewed as a layer on a map of the county. Brad, would you like to add anything to those things?
No, that's a good summary of the expenditures. I might add that it is capital reimbursement for just administration of the project. Overall summary.
What's your guys' budget number, do you know? Andy? No. In our, what tab number are they?
Oh, 780-50043.
There it is. Okay, thank you.
Are you looking for the line item in the budget mm-hmm. on that?
I was thinking it was more than that.
It is more than that.
The total budget was $11 million.
No, I'm talking about just their line.
No, I'm just talking about on this capital capital improvement. I forget how it's termed even on there. It's
this.
This is non. Okay.
Yeah, this would be the included in the specific overall budget.
Okay. Yeah.
The rest of the budget, total budget, would be made up of individual projects.
Right.
Move to approve the annual non-project specific capital improvement funding agreement.
And I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, we have the National Enzyme Company Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, time extension.
The Tenney County Regional Sewer District, due to unforeseen delays and circumstances, is requesting that a time extension be granted specific to the district's National Enzyme Company Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project. The original agreement termination date was December 31st, 2014. The district is requesting a revised termination date of June 30th, 2015 be granted. Due to unforeseen delays, the remaining reimbursement request of $120,000 specific to the project were not submitted by the original funding agreement termination date of December 31st, 2014. And the district has requested additional time to submit the remaining reimbursement request. Attached are three copies of the addendum to the intergovernmental funding agreement document. Each copy has been reviewed and approved as to form by the county attorney. Also attached is a copy of the original funding agreement approved by the county commission on June 5th, 2014. It would be my recommendation, given the circumstances of the request, that the request be approved.
I think you're down to reseeding and just some.
This project's substantially complete.
Yep.
There was a couple minor things to be done on the punch list, and the contractor had not submitted their final pay request, so we were just asking for this time extension in order to process the final paperwork, final pay request.
I don't have any problem with it other than that time frame is kind of extensive. Is you're putting June down there because you have deal with straw and seeding and all that kind of stuff.
The final cleanup things that are probably going to have to happen in the spring, actually, that we may withhold a little money until that's completed.
Okay.
So I don't have to put it out enough where we didn't have to come back again here, shortly.
That's the Meadow Ridge, not National Enzyme. Move to approve National Enzyme Company Sanitary Sewer Improvement Time Extension.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Same thing on the next one?
It's
a similar situation, except there's $40,000 remaining to be requested.
Move to approve the Meadow Ridge Collector Line Project time extension.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And so that you know when those come through, the sewer district pays them within a timely matter. It may not be that we need it until June the 1st, whenever the dates are. But if the project is completed and Brad sees it's completed, we're not holding contractors' money out until June if the project is complete. So,
thank you, Jim.
All right. Thank you. We have next the assessment maintenance plan for 2014 to 2015.
Now we have septic the septic service.
Oh, I'm sorry, septic service system agreement.
This agreement is a document that was prepared actually by Ron Erickson. It has been reviewed by Mr. Cotty, who has approved the document. What this does is, in regards to the septic tank pump out program, is it readdresses the requirements of the program and the expectations that we have in the contractor, which would be Borman's Enterprises, LLC. This agreement is between Taney County and Borman's Enterprises, LLC. Pretty much just readdresses the existing requirements of the program as they're laid out in the original bid document. We thought it would be good just to have a fresh agreement that goes back and addresses those requirements. And the only difference in this is that it does provide for a 10% increase in the fees charged that Borman's is now charging. And the reason that's in there is the city of Hollister and the city of Forsyth at this time are looking at their sludge handling fees that they will probably, that they will begin seeing due to the biosolids project. And it's unsure at this point. There's some estimates, but it's unsure what those fees may go to. As far as, and a lot of this septage that's hauled in by Boreman's is primarily sludge. There's not a lot of water in it. Some loads there is some, but mostly it's sludge. So the cities are looking at their charges to Boreman's, and they're going to be reassessing those charges. So this would provide for a 10%, up to a 10% increase in their fees. Anything above that would have to be brought back before the commission to be discussed and to see what we want to do at that time should that go to that extent. Boreman's has seen a fee increase from Hollister 4%, but they're going to maintain the same charges that they charged us last year. They said that they can do that within their fee that they're currently charging. If that fee did go up in that 10% margin, that would not just be to Taney County. That would be to anybody using their services. That's really the only thing that's added in here, because that could play a role this year, or it may not, but there is a chance that they could see some increases due to the biosolids project, and the price per ton that the cities are paying, that'll have to be passed along, or maybe have to be passed along to Mormons as they dump there.
Is this an extension of the contract of last year?
Basically, the contract that we had, the original bid was for 18 months, so we're still within that original time frame. This document is just to go back and reaffirm the conditions within the original bid document and the expectations that we have and they have in us. It just kind of restates those requirements. There's nothing really additional. There's no additional time being granted. It's just to reaffirm what services that we're requesting for them and our manner in which we're going to pay their invoices. It's nothing's going to really change from what we did last year. It's just a fresh contract.
So then I guess why? If it's for 18 months, when's the 18 months up?
The 18 months would be up in January of 2016.
So why
the deal is because they had this extension is for, because we had 500 tanks and they've got that completed. So we need to do.
So we did a specific, we did a set amount of tanks,
yes,
that they're in the contract?
Yes. So
in 2014, yes, sir.
If we want to do 500 more tanks, which was discussed during the approval of this project, well, that's what this is. As an approval for them to start on 500 more tanks this year, we're hoping that'll do a 3-year program or 4-year program or something. So,
but does the contract say that it's over with when they do 500 tanks?
No.
So the number of tanks.
We
the number of tanks is whatever you gentlemen would approve me to do, and last year was 500. I assume that's what we're.
So that's between us and you. That has
yes.
to do with Boreman's.
Exactly.
I guess that's my question. Is Boreman? I mean, there's no. It's not an extension.
No.
It's why are we doing anything?
Well, the only additional thing is issue about the price increase.
Was there a price increase clause, anything like that in the contract?
No.
So that's just part of doing business?
Yes. But we just wanted that to be in there in writing.
That we're not going to raise it?
Well, that option is there.
For us or for him?
For them, depending on...
Why would we let that happen?
Well, the way it's worded in here, if certain unusual circumstances occur specific to the certain rate increase unforeseen by the contractor, which may require an increase of cost or charges beyond those prices listed within the bid response.
And that's part of the original contract?
The prices are part of the original contract, yes.
I'd like to look, I'd like to reread the original contract.
Okay. Yeah, we had that. There should be copies attached to the document. Not that you have to do it right now.
Right.
I mean,
no, I just...
But that was the situation that we had heard some pretty large numbers possibly, and I don't know what's going to, you know, increases due to the biosolids issue. And there's just unknowns there. And what this section goes on to state is that it's not the intention of the county for the contractor to blindly absorb said charges. Rather, it's understood that if, when any such increase 10% or less may occur, a phone call shall be made from the contractor to the county for permission to continue. Anything above the 10% may require a rebid.
And that was in the original contract?
That verbiage was not.
So what was in the original contract?
The only thing in the original contract was just the price per the locale in Taney County that they had agreed to. There was no verbiage in there that addressed any kind of an increase.
What about the fact that if they did receive an increase, could they back out of the contract? That's my concern is the fact that they've completed the first project for 500 tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was a request of the county commission.
Yes.
Then we have the cities decide that they want to increase the amount of charge, which wasn't in the bid. They were bidding the thing according to what was the price that they were going to have to do. They've already completed that. But this other deal, I'm like you, Brandon. I don't know about the added language to an old existing contract. It could say 50%, or it could say, but to add language to the older contract, I think maybe puts it out for, unless you read different in there, I don't know. It's thick, and we'll have to read it.
I'm saying,
I'm totally willing to do 500 more tanks, but I want to make sure that we don't.
Yeah, no, as am I. I just,
yeah.
The purpose of this is what? For us to tell you go ahead further with additional tanks for 2015, or is the purpose of this to revise the contract, or both?
Both.
I'm all for doing the 500 tank or whatever 2015. I'm not for revising the contract,
right.
Okay.
Unless it benefits the county.
Yeah.
Not that I'm against anybody. You know, I'm not.
Here's the way I look at this, Brandon. Let's let him go ahead and do the 500 tanks. As soon as there's an increase, they have to cut it off. You see what I'm saying?
The only, yeah.
Mr. Erickson might be able to shed some light on the.
Yeah, I was listening. And, John had come to me when this 10% option came up, and I offered him the option to rebid it or what. I thought we brought this before, maybe it was the previous commission last month or when it first came up.
First time
with the director.
Then we talked about it.
But we talked with Frank,
mm-hmm.
and we reissued that paper that actually incorporates the possibility of the increase because of...
I guess I'm being dense. Why are we allowing the possibility of an increase to the county?
I'll let you answer that.
Are we trying to help out an individual that's in business?
Well, basically...
Not accusing specific individuals. Yeah. I'm just saying, is that the reason?
I'd say we're trying to provide... for a set increase amount, should that occur.
But yet, right now, currently, they cannot increase us. So exactly. Why would we give them the ability to increase it?
I think the concern was that it would stop the whole program.
Well,
came up.
If they had the increase in that amount, there's no language in there. But I guess we could always come back and we could discuss that if it did happen. It was just something that we thought we would build in there to provide some room in there. You know, if there was an increase, if they did see an increase due to the biosolids project, that there's room built in this agreement where we could look at that if it's within that 10% range, that increase could be made.
But we're still allowing the benefit for the, what would he be, contractor? Or
yeah, service provider.
Service provider. Mm-hmm. So we're allowing the benefit for the service provider as opposed to the benefit for the citizens of Taney County by keeping rates lower. For us not having to spend as much money. Am I missing something?
No, that's pretty close. And,
then I'm not for.
My first question was, this doesn't even expire until a year from now.
Right.
But that's where, you know, John was wanting.
Well, that's the only, well, yeah, the first, well, going back to the original bid document, we never had a contract. We got going down the road, and we had the bid document. So there was word, well, the bid document signed by the contractor, and that could serve as the contract. So in one essence, we wanted just to have an actual agreement that's based on the original bid document, and that's what this was. The only difference that this has...
This being what was signed last year, not what you're bringing to us today.
This is...
When you say that... You're saying this. What is this?
This
the
is
award
the
mechanism, the whole plan, the whole program.
That's already been done.
That was already approved.
Not what you brought to us today.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only difference in this has than what's in all of the items included in the bid document is just that price increase language.
The
and I thought that
we can go ahead.
Request from you all.
Here's what we can do. We can go ahead and award so many more tanks to be at that original price.
Do we even have to award so many tanks? I guess I'm missing.
As soon as there's price increase by any city or anything, then this thing, this program stops. It's yeah. not in the dip, it's not in the bid.
That was a concern.
Well,
so he has the ability to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. We'd have the ability if it went up some astronomical percentage, we'd have the ability to get out of it ourselves. You know,
what is needed from us to continue on with the program? Direction to
direction
do it.
To start.
There's no contracts. There's no sign because we've already got a vendor in place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the only ones that participated.
Yeah. Then we're within within their existing time frame too.
That's what I mean. So I guess my confusion is why is this other than the added language.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't even need to be in front of us. And we just need to agree to allow you to move forward with continuation of the pump out program for 2015.
Yes.
That's the way I see it. I'm not the 10% deal is that's totally different.
I think he's just trying to amend the contract is what it sounds to me like.
Yeah, okay.
I think this is the first time we've talked about this too.
Well, yeah. No.
Listening to the city of Forsyth talk about their concern about the sludge, and I'm with you. I'm just thinking if they did and it was justified, that could provide some room to work within and move on.
And I understand that. And we have fuel contracts, we have aggregate contracts, we have all kinds of contracts that if price goes up, that's just part of doing business.
Right. But we could move forward and not address that issue, and then if it should come to pass, then we could come back and talk about it, and if it's something that we want to continue with, we can. If it's too much, then we can, stop the program, I guess, until we have a chance to talk about it.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how we can. So septic systems service agreement. Can you present
that?
One reason we just never had an signed agreement, though.
Can we?
Just a bid paper.
Yeah, and that's what I thought it would be good if we actually had an agreement, just on file.
If Frank liked it.
We could strike the part about the increase.
Let's just get with Frank and come up with something, the minimum of what we need to get it done.
Yeah, and that would probably be everything except the price increase amount.
Is that right, you guys?
So we're going to table this?
Well, we discussed it. I mean, it didn't say anything about approving it, so we don't have to table it.
All right.
That's what I would do. Is that right, you guys? Can you guys just the minimum of what's needed to move forward with the... Is that okay, Ron?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, unless I'm missing something.
Well, I don't know.
Well, no, unless I'm missing something.
If we,
I'm not trying to be difficult. I just
don't want to address the... possible increase language if we don't want to address that could we just not just work
we
on
work what
we
got? We work for citizens of Taney County. We don't work for Borman.
I'm with you there. Yeah.
So,
I'm with you. Well, do we even need this? Can we just kind of start? And,
that's what I'm asking.
I don't think I do. If we want to start,
let's get with Frank and make sure.
Okay.
I was asked to put something together.
And no, and hey, and it looks great. You did a great job.
I think you did.
We're not
going to
Frank is make perfect, I guess.
But yeah, no, I guess just get with Frank. Find out what, unless you guys decide something different, and that's where I'm going. Dan,
I'm last
Mike.
For a 2-minute recess.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Okay, we'll have a 2-minute recess.